Are we on? All right. Good morning. I'm Susan Drummond. I'm the Kitsap County Hearing Examiner. Today, for the record, is Thursday, March 30th, 2017, about 9 a.m. We have two items on the agenda. They're both conditional use permits. One is for Saw Enterprises Contractor Shop and Storage. The other is for the Lala Valley Winery and Vineyard. I believe we will take Saw Enterprises first, and then we'll move on to the Winery and Vineyard CUP proposal. For those of you who haven't participated in these before, the way I usually run these is we'll hear from staff. They'll provide a summary of the staff report, and I may have questions, or then we'll turn it over to the applicant. Applicant will provide a brief summary of the proposal or add to anything that the staff has said, and then we'll open it up for public comment. And I may have questions from staff or the applicant as the matter proceeds. So I think with that, we'll go ahead and turn this over to staff. Ms. Roberts, your name for the record?
Holly Roberts.
And you swear to tell the truth today?
I do. Good morning. Again, for the record, my name is Holly Roberts. I'm a planner with the Kitsap County Department of Community Development. I'm here this morning to present a conditional use permit application for the Saw Enterprises Contractor Shop and Storage Yard. At this time, I'd like to introduce Exhibits 1 through 26 to the record. I'd also like to introduce today's PowerPoint into the record, which I believe should be Exhibit 27.
Okay. I will admit all of those.
At this time, there are two corrections that need to be made to the staff report. The first is page 6 under the staff discussion for footnote 12. It currently reads, the proposed contractor storage yard area is set back from the north and west property lines.
Slow down one
sure.
second. Let me make sure I've got this.
You sure.
said page 6
yes.
of the staff report. Which paragraph?
Then? Under the staff discussion for footnote 12. And I do have.
Yeah. There. Oh, okay. There we go.
Are we ready?
Yeah.
Okay, so it currently reads, the proposed contractor storage yard area is set back from the north and west property lines by more than 150 feet and from the east property line by more than 600 feet. It should read, the proposed contractor storage yard area is set back from the north and east property lines by more than 150 feet and from the west property line by more than 600 feet.
Okay.
The second correction is of a condition. That's condition 17 on page 11. The condition should read, the information provided demonstrates the proposal is a minor development that will require a site development activity permit prepared by a licensed engineer due to the proximity of critical areas. And I have an email from the stormwater reviewer to introduce into the record that corrects that condition.
So do you want to make that an exhibit, the actual language there?
Yes.
Okay, so we'll give that Ms. Santos. Exhibit number 28.
Right. Mr. Steve Wistrand has applied for a conditional use permit to allow him to operate a contractor's storage yard at 27583 Hansville Road Northeast in Kingston. That's North Kitsap County, Commissioner District Number 1. In addition to the contractor storage yard, the applicant will be building a 2,400-square-foot shop with an 800-square-foot single-family residence above. The property is located on the west side of Hansville Road Northeast, just north of the intersection of Highway 104 and Hansville Road Northeast. The properties in this area are a mix of undeveloped residential and commercial lots, single-family homes, a shopping center, and a park-and-ride lot. The county critical areas map shows that properties in the immediate neighborhood may contain critical areas ranging from potential wetlands to mapped wetlands and moderately hazardous slopes. The map also shows potential wetlands on the subject property. The critical areas report confirms the existence of a Category 3 wetland on the property. The required buffer from the wetland for this contractor storage yard use is 150 feet. All proposed activities are outside of the required buffers. The entire property lies within a Category 2 critical aquifer recharge area. However, the contractor storage yard and single-family development are not listed as activities with potential threat to groundwater in the critical areas ordinance and therefore don't require any further analysis or reports within this recharge area designation. With that being said, any potential groundwater threats will be mitigated as the permit has been conditioned to allow fluid changes on one-ton vehicles or less inside the shop only, as well as conditioned for a site development activity permit, which will address water quality. Outside of the proposed developed area, the property is forested with a mix of coniferous and deciduous trees, and the property slopes from east to west towards the wetlands. The comprehensive plan designation is rural, and the zoning designation is rural residential. The surrounding areas are a mix of rural residential, neighborhood commercial, and rural protection. The bottom half of the site plan shows the entire property, including the wetland and its associated buffers. The top portion of the site plan is an inset, which shows the proposed development in greater detail. The site plan, The site plan includes the required 50-foot setback for all contractor storage yard uses, as well as the required 25-foot screening buffer. The driveway and proposed parking area will also be landscaped to provide additional screening. A 50-foot wide section of trees on the south property line adjacent to the proposed drain field and shop will be removed to allow for construction. Prior to final approval, that section of trees will be replanted per the site plan. That's condition 7, and that site plan is exhibit 15. The building permit for the shop with the single family residence above is currently under review. That's permit 1700318. The single family residence will be 800 square feet and the shop will be 2400 square feet. We did receive two public comments regarding the application. Christiane inquired whether or not the subject property abutted their property. A staff responded and offered to look up the Sheehan property in order to answer this question, but Sheehan declined. No further communication was received. Staff also received communication from Joyce Merkel regarding the notice of public hearing published in the Kitsap Sun. Merkel noted that the published notice was missing the property location, which is required per Kitsap County Code. The clerk of the hearing examiner noted the error and has updated the public notice template to prevent this from reoccurring. And after review of this comment, staff determined that the error was minor and that the hearing should proceed as scheduled. No additional comments were received. Staff is recommending approval of this conditional use permit application as conditioned in the staff report dated March 21st, 2017, subject to the two corrections discussed in the beginning of the presentation. I've reviewed the staff report conditions with the applicant and his representative, and they've expressed no objections to the proposed conditions of approval. This does conclude my presentation. I'm happy to answer any questions you may have.
Thank you. I don't have any questions.
Thank you.
Is the applicant here? Would you like to step forward and offer any additional comments? And your name for the record?
Steve Wistrand.
And you swear to tell the truth today?
Yes.
Do you have anything to add to the staff report? Do you
nope.
Did it accurately summarize the proposal?
Yes, you did. Very well.
Okay. All right, and you're comfortable with the conditions? You didn't have any questions?
Yes.
Okay. That's all then. I didn't have any specific questions for you.
Thank you.
Is there anyone here from the public who wished to testify on this proposal? Okay, let the record reflect that there was no one who wished to offer public testimony on this proposal. Anything else from staff on this? No. Okay. I have reviewed the record and all of the exhibits, and I, with the conditions, I believe that the proposal does meet the county CUP criteria, so I will be granting it. I will issue a written decision on that within 10 days. That will be emailed to the planning department, and then they will forward it on to the applicant. I think that is all on that proposal. The next proposal on the agenda, did we need a recess before we move to the second proposal, or are you ready to go?
Maybe just a couple minutes just to switch over the computer.
Okay. All right. We'll take a brief recess for a couple minutes, and then we'll move on to the next proposal.